This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're just talking bad about people in here. It's just fantastic. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. 855-212-4CBS is our toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules is the best handicapping site for picks. All of my college and pro plays are up. They're all posted and ranked for this week's games in college and pro. Baseball every night, hockey every night, every game, boxing, MMA, every big fight. Hoops coming. You can feel it. Try it. You'll like it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. All right. So, that was pretty funny, Shep. I got to admit. So, I love the way you save those for me. And then I see you once a month and you play those funny clips of people.
Once a year?
Well, is it once a year you do it?
No, I mean, when I get to work with you guys, well, like once every 6 months.
Come on, we work together more than that. Like every couple months, I do something with you, don't I?
Last time I worked with you guys was like 5 months ago.
Really?
And I'll take it. I'm lucky to be it in that space, trust me.
Is it? But no, you've been here before that.
It's been a while.
Really?
Really.
Anyway, so Shep played me some very funny clips of some people's work around here, and it was really funny. It's so funny, I can't even play it on the air because it'll get me fired. He's exposing people in this place.
No. I'm not exposing. I just feel like as a network, it's so important.
Just stop talking before you get fired. You're gonna get fired. Just don't even say it. Let me hang myself. Thanks. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to say anything. No one even knows what we're talking about here. So it's not. There's no point in continuing. I'm not being mean to you either. Just there's no point in this. Cindy in San Diego on the fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you feel better now, Shep, that I got out of it instead of the car crash that was about to happen? Go ahead, Cindy.
Hey, Pharrell. It's nice to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you.
I get off on a 12-hour shift, and I love listening to you on the way home.
Wow, that's a long day you had there.
Yeah, and you tell it like it is, so that's what I love about it.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
So, even though I live in San Diego, I grew up in Iowa, and I'm a diehard Iowa fan, and I actually still have my season football tickets.
Wow. Do you like living in San Diego? How can you not?
Well, I've lived here for 31 years, so.
Well, I guess so, then. I guess that says it all.
I love my Hawkeyes.
So wait, let me get this straight. You've lived here for 31 years, but you still have Iowa football season tickets. What do you go back?
Oh, you betcha! I'm going to be there Saturday night, man.
So you go to all the games?
Oh no, I can't do that. Can't afford that.
Right. How many do you go to a year? One or two?
At least two, sometimes three, maybe four.
And what do? Sell the tickets?
I either give them to my friends or family if they want them, or sometimes I put them out on the market. And
yeah. A wise man once said, screw your friends.
Believe me, there's been a couple times where I've had to bite my lip because I'm like, man, I could be making some serious cash.
Right. They got another big game this week, don't they?
Yeah, it's Penn State. I'm going to be there. There's nothing like Kinnick at night.
Yeah, I like Iowa in that game, but a very dangerous pick because I think, frankly, that Penn State's a better football team.
Well, that may be. Our defense is awesome.
I bet on Iowa, like I said. But I think it's a dangerous way to make a living. Because I think Penn State's looked better than Iowa. Look, Iowa couldn't even score against Michigan. And
Well, and basically, now, Michigan couldn't either.
Well, they scored once and they won. So,
yeah, well,
I mean,
they were at home, so we'll give them that.
Well, there you go. But you didn't score, so you got to be real focused here, Cindy. If you're not scoring, you're not doing well. So they have to be able to score against Penn State, or they're going to lose again.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
So it should be a good game.
I was busy drinking beers by the beach watching the game on Saturday. So
yeah, it's got to be a rough life for you there. Where do you live, in La Jolla, or where do you live?
Oh, no, I'm poor. I live out east, but I go to the beach bar to watch the game.
All right. Well, where is out east? Where do you live?
Oh, sorry.
What's the name of the town?
Well, it's San Diego, but I'm close to Santee.
Okay. All right. Well, I like it all over the place there. I think it's fantastic. And good luck with the Hawkeyes this Saturday. Should be fantastic. It's always nice going to the beach on Saturday mornings to watch your team play, because it's at like 9 a.m. there, and you could sit at the beach and have coffee and watch your team on your phone or whatever, on your tablet or whatever it is, and you're sitting at the beach watching the waves come in and the sun come up, and everybody else is freezing their ass off and miserable and getting a cold and flu. I noticed that too about living in Huntington Beach, to be honest with you. I never, like, knock on wood, I was, like, never sick, because you're just, it's that, you know, that sunny Southern California, always awesome weather. Like, you know, Carver High, when we went there and it rained for 4 days.
Yeah, I didn't see the sun once in California.
Could you believe that? That is the first. I've never once in my life seen 4 straight days of nothing but just black clouds. It was the worst. I mean, it was the worst. Carver, I blame me, actually, for that. I thought that was weird. I was like, what did I have to do with it? Jack in Pittsburgh on the Fan.
Scotty, what's up, brother?
Hey, dude. What'd you think? It was Mike Lang night tonight. The Penguins celebrated by getting bent over.
Laid an egg, brother. Laid an egg.
They
man.
Suck. They suck. Yeah, their yeah. season's yeah, going to be a nightmare.
That's what these people were saying here, man, your colleagues, about that. That they're just... every year they're getting older. Older brought some young guys in, but they're not there.
Well, it's amazing that it's tough for everyone to swallow because they won back-to-back Stanley Cups, so they're very spoiled there, and they're it is what it is. It's all very. I think the league's very cyclical. I think that they're always a decent team. And then every, 10, 15 years, they seem to have a run and win a cup. So, I mean, they've done it in whatever.
Yeah, they won back-to-back. You're right. That's a fair estimate right there. That they every 10 years, they win like one or two, and then they start depleting it.
Right, like they won in 91, 92, 09, yep. 16, and yep. 17. So you do the math. But all
you know
I know,
your Penguins, brother. Yeah, you know your Penguins.
It's a great organization, but it's not. They're going through, I think, some lean time right now. I don't think they're any good.
Hey, Scotty, you mentioned earlier. Hey, is that a factor? Is that a national media thing about Mike Tomlin going to the Redskins? Is that some kind of joke?
No, it's or not. It's not a joke. It's
are
not.
You serious?
Yeah, it's not a joke. That's
a lateral move. He's worse than damn. He's worse than Gruden.
No, he's not. He's got to just stop. Just stop. Just stop yourself. He went to 2 Super Bowls, bro.
That's a tough one there from Jack.
Jack just hit a foul ball right behind home plate. The catcher caught it. End of the inning.
Things were going well. You're talking Langer. You're
had
getting
it all
the,
going.
You're getting everything cooking. Penguin Cups. And then he puts Tomlin in the same category as Jay Gruden.
Please.
I mean, come on, Jack. Please.
And listen, I'll believe it when I see it. And here's the thing. I really don't, and I hate to sound like the Chinese thing again. I just don't care. I don't care if Mike Tomlin goes to the Washington Redskins. He will regret, he will rue the day that he goes there because that organization is bad luck. I'm telling you, there's something about it. They got a black cloud hanging over. It's a black cloud diner, Shep. Right over there in D.C., the Redskins organization, Black Cloud Diner. That's all there is to it. I mean, these guys, Snyder and Allen, how funny are these two convincing they've convinced each other that they know what they're doing, and no one else on the face of the earth in the entire state or anywhere in the entire D.C., anywhere the entire area, the Beltway, everywhere, there's no one that thinks they're anything less than idiots. I mean, honestly. LJ in Virginia.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, huge fan of the show.
Thanks.
Always listen every night. So I'm a huge Islanders fan here. Look, I know it's only been three games, but, man, we're looking slow. What's going on with Varlamov, man? What do we got to do? We got to turn things around.
Well, Carver High's the resident Islander expert.
I know. I'm looking for his opinion, man. What do we got to do? We got to turn things around. What are we looking for?
Yeah, look, LJ, I think it's – I know it's simple to say, but I got to go more than three games before we get crazy here. I really do. The whole team sucked tonight, just bottom line. I mean, everybody was bad. They weren't great home opener Friday. They played well and beat Winnipeg Sunday.
Well, what was the deal with the, like, only 9,000 people showed up? I thought that place always sells out.
I got 6,000 excuses on Sunday. I tried saying it was a bad job, and I was told everything from we got to get up early for work on a Monday morning. I didn't know that. I mean, when you go to the game on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, don't you got to get up for work?
It's not a problem,
early
man.
Then? I was told, NFL, the Jets and the Giants both played at 1 on Sunday.
Right.
I was told.
When was the game? Was it at 7
o'clock? It
was
7 o'clock Sunday night.
7, yep.
So you were out of there by 9:45, 9:50. But I got a billion excuses, so I'm not talking attendance anymore until they move into that new place, because I'm wrong, apparently. Grew up 10 minutes from the place, lived there my whole life, but I don't know anything about the Nassau Coliseum anymore. So it's that simple.
But
look, LJ, I wouldn't go too crazy, man. I really wouldn't. There's plenty of time. We all know what's wrong here, LJ. They didn't go get a big score in the offseason. It's the same It's the same team as last year, and clearly they want to try win 2-1 every night. And some nights that ain't going to work, and tonight was one of those nights.
Well, hopefully Korn can turn around Varlamov. We can get some scoring, maybe pick up somebody with a trade or something.
Yeah, I mean, tonight's tough.
They're not making any trades anytime soon.
The first two goals were bad. They also gave the Oilers about 6 billion power plays tonight.
But didn't one guy have four goals?
True. James Neal had four goals tonight. And they gave the Oilers had like 6 or 7 power plays. The Islanders had one.
If you have a guy have a hat trick, 9 out of 10 dentists prefer you're going to lose the game. If a guy has four goals, you aren't winning the game.
No, no chance.
So that's that. And you let some old guy score four goals against you. It was a bad night. Listen, I know how it feels. My team sucks right now, and I think they're going to suck, and it is what it is. So I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, I can tell you. But I will say this, that I have been pleasantly surprised, Carver High, in my fandom of hockey again. Because, as you know, I would, and I know there's no NBA right now. These preseason games don't matter. But, like, if the NBA is on, I'm going to watch the NBA, right? But I have been watching hockey now, like, every night since it started. What, didn't it start, like, 2 weeks ago?
Last Wednesday, yeah.
So just a week?
Just a week.
Okay, well, I've been watching a hockey game in here every single night, and I've had two on tonight. I had the Flames game on. They lost in overtime to the Kings, and I had on the Boston 4-3 win over the Knights. I've been enjoying hockey on TV this year in October, which to me, as you know, I say many times on the show, hockey for me does not begin until January 1st.
Yeah, you usually wait till January before you really get into it. I think there's been a couple factors with that in the last week. Like you said, no NBA yet. So once the NBA starts, you'll probably have the West Coast NBA game on over the NHL game. And
if I had an NBA and NHL game on every night in here, I'd be happy. One
right.
of each.
And I also think that, like, tonight you had the, last night we had that Yankee game go till, like, quarter
right.
to one, 1 o'clock
right.
in the morning. That helped. So the baseball playoffs, I think we'll get a late one tomorrow with the Dodgers and the Nats. We'll see. So, and then Thursday you have football.
Game, is that game start at what time?
Either 8 or 8:30 Eastern. One of those two.
Oh, the Dodgers?
Yes.
And the other one's at like a 5 o'clock game
yes,
in Atlanta?
Atlanta and St. Louis is 5 o'clock.
So we'll get at least till roughly midnight.
Right. And then Thursday, you got Thursday night football. You got college games Friday night. So
there's actually, believe it or not, I know that you don't care, but Appalachian State and Louisiana are both 4-0, 4-1. That's a decent football
when
game.
When is
tomorrow.
That, Thursday?
Or tomorrow night.
Oh, really? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Well, now this is when you get into, once
on the
baseball's
deuce.
Over, they start to the smaller conferences, you get those MAC games on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Friday.
And these Conference USA games, you're going to get all this stuff.
It's a Sun Belt war.
A Sun Belt. There you go.
So both
a
undefeated
Sun Belt
in
game
the Sun
on a
Belt.
Wednesday night.
I love it. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right. 855-212-4CBS. 4227 is the number to get on the show. We want to hear from you. So I was just in the kitchen, Shep, and I heard, I couldn't believe it. I had the TV on. I didn't touch it. It was on Skip Bayless's show. Is that the guy? So I was in the kitchen, and I heard him say that Aaron Rodgers is in obvious decline. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Like, do you really think that Aaron Rodgers is in decline, that he's actually not good anymore? Like, is that not what that means? Decline means you're losing it, right?
Correct.
That guy is not losing anything, okay? He is not in decline in my capacity. I got to tell you, my guy, Mike Lang, I love him so much. If you only knew. Like, I'm watching this tribute to him on NHL Network right now. People in Pittsburgh absolutely love that guy. I mean, you have no idea how much they love him. I love him so much. Like, if I could only tell you. This guy had such an influence on me, if you only knew. Like, not only did I know him well, but he was so, so unbelievable to me. 71 years old now. He's getting up there, right? So, he's got a lot of mileage on that face of his from calling hockey games every night of his life. You know what I mean? Like every year for years and years. So, but this guy, just so you know, like I just want to tell you a story about him. So when I was a kid, he was, you know, calling Penguin games. And I just thought the world of him. He was my hero. And I just thought he was so entertaining, just so unbelievably different than all the rest, right? The guy stood out like a sore thumb. There was no one on the radio in the NHL that called a game like him. You can't even deny it. The guy was like, he had all these, you know, sayings and everything. He did all that crazy stuff. You know who does it now like him is Randy Moeller. Have you ever seen that guy? He does all the movie lines.
Well, a lot of people do a lot of crazy stuff now.
Oh, they all do it because they all want to be him. Now, I know none of them will admit that, but they all do the shtick now, right? So, I was, you know, young guy, whatever, and I was covering the Penguins, and he knew I was half crazy, and he knew I just worshipped him, and he knew that I wanted to do it, like that I wanted to, you know, call games, and I'd never done it before, and then when Atlanta Thrashers hired me as their play-by-play voice, you know, I'm sure a lot of people didn't like that decision. That's fine too. I don't care. It was the art of the deal, and I stole the deal, and that was it. And I called the games. I did 82 games. I know I was entertaining. I know I was never boring, and I know that team was the most atrocious team in the history of the league. It was like the worst team ever, right? Wasn't it like the worst team ever? So all we did was lose. It was the worst nightmare of my life, like doing it. Like I couldn't stand it. It was so bad. All he did was lose. And I had to sit there and entertain people with this loser. I mean, they were so bad, if I could only tell you. And this guy would, you know, when I was young, he literally, you know, I don't know. When I was able to drink, let's say, when I was 21 or whatever, and I was 23, I was back there working at CBS, and I would go out, I'd have a drink with him, right? Like, he would have drinks out where I lived in Mount Lebanon at this place. And I would go with him, and I'd have one, and he would, you know, give me advice and stuff like that. And then when I, you know, made it into the NHL and got to call games, he was always great to me and was always supportive of what I was doing. And my style was so crazy, you know, and entertaining and funny and wild on the air. I was not like him where I did all the shtick. I just did things differently, you know, like You've heard me do my goal calls. They're completely make no sense whatsoever. But people liked it, right? So millions of fans loved it. And you know, stations around the country would run the clips of me calling these fights I did. I would embellish the fights, and that upset all these NHL purists, and the GM hated me, and all the announcers in the league hated me. They all just thought I was just so not in the right place. Like, none of them wanted me in their fraternity, you know what I'm saying? But he never did that to me. Mike Lang never did that to me. He was always supportive and encouraging and friendly and loving and kind and just always had my back, always. And it was incredible. And I built this relationship with him where I would go every year to see the Penguins play, like the Rangers or Devils or Islanders, one of the three. I would go every year to at least one game where I would be able to go say hi to Mike, right? And Paul Steigerwald and Bork and the guys, you know, see all the broadcasters. And it was, you know, it was really cool. Like last year I went to Vegas to see him, and they always are surprised when I walk in the booth because they know, like, they just know I'm coming at some point or another. And I always stop in and say hi to him. And I've seen him every single year of my life since I was literally 21, 22 years old. So I've been seeing Mike for over 30 years. I'm 54 years old now, and I've seen him every year for, like, at a game. I've gone to a game for, like, the last 30-plus years and always seen him and followed the Penguins and loved him and cared about always saying hi to Mike Lang and Paul Steigerwald and, you know, Bob Erie and Phil Bork and all the guys. And I just love him to death, and he deserves everything. He deserves the accolades. He deserves the Hall of Fame. He deserves tonight being honored by the city. They named the press box after him. And he's just one of the most influential people in my entire life and career, Mike Lang. How much I think of him, if you only knew. I just think the absolute world of him. Here we go. Get in the fast lane, Grandma. The bingo game's about to roll. I love that one. Scratch my back with a hacksaw. She wants to sell my monkey. Buy Sam a drink and get his dog one, too. Hallelujah, Hollywood. There was a point where he had them down, like, so they were so great, the ones he used. And then I thought, toward the end, he started adding way too many of them. He had, like, A to Z, had way too many. Like, honestly.
Well, it's kind of like what,
like,
I mean,
that
people...
one he had to think up after about 7 Belvederes on the rocks with about 5 olives. Well, you start thinking of that one.
That's kind of what's happened now to John Sterling with the Yankees. You know, it started with...
They were really good at the beginning.
A bunch of really good ones with those late 90s Yankees.
And now they're just terrible.
Burn, baby, burn, and all that stuff. And then it just became so forced as the years went on, and it had to be for every single player on the team. And, you know, it used to be, when he started doing that, it was the big guys. You know, Bernie had one.
Right.
And, you know, a couple of those other guys in that run did. And then it just became
El Capitan. Didn't he do one?
And then, you know, once the Giambi days and A-Rod and everybody just started getting in there, everybody had one.
A-Bomb from A-Rod.
Everybody had one.
Now he's got, like that was just another one. That we had a lot of snow that day, and he was stuck inside, and he thought that one up. I mean, honestly, there's just too many of them now, but he was the greatest ever, I thought. He's the best I ever heard do hockey. Now, I love Jiggs McDonald and everything, and there's guys that are better than him probably at calling a game. But there was no one that, in my view, had his personality, that literally no one. There's a lot of guys that have been legendary NHL announcers, for sure, Hall of Famers and everything else, but I think he's one of a kind. I think he stood out like no other.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So did you see, I don't know if you saw this or not, Art Briles, you know, he's coaching in high school down in Texas.
How's that going for him?
Well, he's in trouble already.
No way. That can't be possible.
So
they
today,
said he was rehabilitated.
So today, a 6-member district executive committee reprimanded his school in Mount Vernon, Texas, the Mount Vernon Tigers. Allegedly, they had They were ruled Tuesday to have moved into players and moved into the district for athletic purposes, which is two of his players were ruled Tuesday to have moved into the district for athletic purposes, which is illegal. And so they're saying that they may strip them of up to 5 victories. There you go. They had planned to appeal the decision, which was described as a sudden reversal of field. Anyway, these out-of-state kids were the answer to the biggest problem Bryles had coming in, but kids were short and tall kids were skinny. Vernon went out to a 5-0 start with a handful of kids who arrived in Mount Vernon after Bryles got there starting for the team. So immediately, he started bringing in players, and I guess it's illegal. Who knows? I don't know anything about it. I just know he's in trouble. So, listen, no one can deny that guy could coach, right? It's the stuff that went on off the field that doomed him. Right? Didn't all of the players were raping women? And he let him play.
Had a bad situation down there.
Rob Manfred says the A's could move to Las Vegas. What do you think? Do you think that's just a threat?
Do it tomorrow.
Just do it.
Just get him over there.
Move him to Henderson. The rumors of the Diamondbacks, I guess, now don't matter. They go get the A's. They'll take whoever they can get.
Here's what we do know, and we've said this for a while here. There is going to be baseball in Las Vegas. Okay, the league clearly wants it. We've now heard smoke with two teams moving there, Arizona and the A's. So you know they're getting
smoke,
it sooner.
There's fire.
Sooner rather than later, they're getting a baseball there.
So your boy Rob Gronkowski will be working for Fox this week, I'm assuming, on the Thursday night Patriots game. How convenient. What did Brady say, which record means the most to him? I think having a lot of perspective on things like this is where I like to cover him. I don't believe that football is an individual sport, so any individual accomplishment to me is always a team accomplishment. There's nothing you can accomplish in football without everybody else doing their job, and I think I've always taken the football because of that. I'm not a golfer. I don't play tennis. You look at some of these individual sports, and yeah, it's amazing, and they're great accomplishments, but I think the joint sports for me is the relationships that I built with my teammates, with my coaches and with the organizations that I've represented. I will say this.
There's no I in TB12.
Yeah, I can't even read any more of it before I puke. But I have to tell you that, like, playing basketball for me has I've made so many friends playing basketball. Even the guys I hate, I'm friends with. You know what I mean? Like, you got, like, enemies you play against. The teams don't like each other. There's players that don't like each other. It gets real competitive, ultra-competitive and violent and physical and a lot of trash-talking and arguing and shoving and pushing and everything. But at the end of the day, believe it or not, even the guys that I've had the worst fights with, I'm for the most part, friends with. Like, literally 80, 90% of them I'm friends with, even guys that don't like me. I get along with them because of the game. We just like playing basketball. So we all, you know, we seem to get along, even the ones that, you know, don't like each other. Everyone still just likes to ball. So they're like, let's play basketball and forget about it. So I just think sports does bring out those relationships for sure. I think that guys that play, you'll hear them say all the time that they miss the camaraderie and the friendships and the relationships with their teammates. And I have made so many friends playing basketball, I can't even tell you. So the Pats and Chiefs are the front runners in the AFC. Who's the third best team, Carver High? Do you think? Is it your Bills?
You know, record-wise right now they are, but I'm not sure. I don't think that you could put them on a level yet. You know, with their defense, you can. I think you can put their defense in a territory where they could be the third best team. But I think we still need to see more from teams like the Chargers. Though they've started slow.
Right. I don't think they've looked good.
They have not looked good. You know, the Browns have started slow. We know where they're at.
They're not
all good. Those teams in the South are 3-2 or 2-3, whether it be the Texans and the Colts and the Titans and the Jags. This is a good year for the Bills to have a strong D and a favorable schedule.
So right now you're going to say, and I can't even believe this computer is like 1984. Do you think it'll like ever work ever? While I work here, do you think at any point, like, honestly, like this equipment here sucks so bad. Like, it's such backward ass, like 55-year-old computers. They don't even work. I mean, it is so embarrassing. Like, I sit in here, I try to pull up an NFL standing. It takes 5 Pharrell in minutes for it to come up. Like, are you kidding me? Jesus Christ. Honestly, it's just unbelievable. I'm still waiting. I started talking about this 5 minutes ago. I don't even care who's the third best team anymore. Someone come in and clean these things, for Christ's sakes. They got enough viruses on them to have the flu. Braden in Pennsylvania.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
I've been better. I think the Colts are the best third best team. Anyway, go ahead.
I'll tell you what. I'm a big Pens fan here. I'm from Butler, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if you know where that is. I know you're a
Of course I know where it is, dude. I grew up in Pittsburgh. God almighty. You don't think I know where Butler is?
Well, of course you do. I'll tell you what. We're not big friends here, being a Butler native here. Mount Lebanon and Butler don't have a great rivalry.
Yeah, so. I don't care about any of that. Like, I just think that we're both from Pittsburgh. That's the way I look at it. Do you think I care about Mount Lebanon and about Butler? Like, seriously, I just say I'm from Pittsburgh.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm a diehard Pens fan. I was just wondering what direction that you believe this Penguins organization is going in personally. I think that Jim Rutherford at the helm has lost a lot of trades. He's had a lot of really bad contracts under his oath here.
Yeah. You didn't mind him when they were winning back-to-back Stanley Cups, though, right? He was doing good then, right?
Well, I tell you what, you signed Jack Johnson to a 5-year deal, you know, in the latter half of his prime. I just think that
it was a bad deal. It was a bad deal. Now look, with the cap and everything else, and you know, you win back-to-back cups. This is what happens. Look at the Blackhawks. Yep. Look at the Kings. The same thing's happening to the Penguins. That's all there is to it. No one can say anything about Jim Rutherford. They won 2 straight Stanley Cups. So how quickly you forget? I mean, like, honest to God, like, obviously they suck right now, and that's it. It is what it is. And so blame whoever you want. Next, you'll be blaming Sullivan, and you'll want to fire Rutherford and Sullivan. And that's all they ever do in the NHL is fire people. That's all they ever do. So you know what? I love my 5 Stanley Cups up on my fireplace mantle. I love them. I mean, I can't get enough of them. Carver, how you like your 4 Stanley Cups?
They look nice up there on the rafters.
They sure do. You love looking. You talk about the barn. Let me tell you, the best thing that ever happened in that barn is those 4 years, right? So no one ever forgets when you win, but how quickly they forget that you win them when you're not going well, and then you start blaming everybody. Look, they're older. They're not as good. They don't have the talent. They don't have the speed. They don't have anything that they had. In fact, the goalies, you know, one guy, he gets injured every month. I don't trust him as far as you can spit. Devon in Dallas.
Hey, what's up, Burrell? Check out, dude.
I'll check out.
Hey, I was wondering talk to you about, you know, the Oilers and the, you know, the Capitals with the, you know, Ovechkin, McDavid, and, you know, even Penguins, the Crosby. Which one do you think is the best?
You mean the players in the league now?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Who do you think
you mean of all the great teams that have won the cup, you mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, I think the Gretzky teams were the best, and I think that the Montreal Canadiens winning 24 of them, you can't deny that, but everyone hates the French Canadian people, so people can't stand them, but I don't care. I think the organization was great. It's not anymore. I think the Penguins and Islanders and Red Wings – and you know, I'll put the Blackhawks and LA Kings somewhere in there at some capacity, right? Is that about right, Carver High? I mean, I think the Bruins have had a lot of success, but you can't deny the Penguins 5 Stanley Cups or the Islanders 4 Stanley Cups. The Islanders have not won one in forever, but they got 4, so that's all that matters. I mean, and you know what? I mean, those are the best teams ever.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's really hard to
pick one or two.
Rank the best teams ever, franchises. I mean, it's easy. Just line up who's got the most cups.
But the Gretzky teams, I think, would have slaughtered everyone.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Islanders beat the Gretzky team in their first year.
First year.
You know, the 4th Islander Cup was against that Gretzky team, and then
when they were raw.
And then the next year, the last year the Islanders made the final, you know, they lost in the final to that Gretzky team.
Right.
So they played 2 years in a row in the final.
And beat them and lost.
And last one of the Islanders.
Just like
dynasty.
The Penguins and Red Wings.
Right.
8-0, 8-0.
And then the first one of the Oiler dynasty. So, right. You know, those two teams dominated the 80s.
Do you like Patty Marleau going home, or is he finished?
Whatever, he's done.
All right. Now, here you go. The Canadiens, Leafs, Canes, Rangers, Flames, Knights, and Predators, Blackhawks are the final eight of the best fans.
Yeah, it's a hack.
My team got eliminated.
Thing in there. It's a hack poll.
Did you see the Flyers have a new rage room at their arena?
I thought that was pretty interesting.
So they let fans go in there and just lose their temper.
If you get mad, like, you know, the ref makes a bad call, you give up a power play goal, you can go in there and smash the TV. That's pretty good.
That is awesome. There's so many other things I can't get into tonight. I just don't have time. I'll save all these for tomorrow. So let me say this. Johnny, really quick in South Carolina, I got 10 seconds.
Yeah, Scott, how do you think the NFC West is going to shake out?
The NFC West, I think, you know, that's a great race. And we'll know more this weekend when the Rams play the Niners. I do not like the Rams' defense at all, so I'm not buying in. I actually think it's going to be more Seattle, San Francisco at this point. Don't forget, you can listen to all 4 hours of the show on the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app. Those are free, SiriusXM app, and Ask Alexa. You never get preempted on the apps. If I'm not on because of play-by-play sports, just go to the apps. You're styling. Don't forget, the podcast comes up after the show, at Scott Farrell, at On the Bench CBS, and on Facebook, Farrell on the Bench. And tomorrow morning as well for Carver, High, and Shep. Great job, Shep. I'm Farrell. Good night.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.